This is Dr. Tabitha Kolaski with referral patient Darlene Hornback, an incubation patient with diarrhea colon cancer screening. Last comment 7-8 years ago, her date of birth is 4-6-1945. And physician gave back to her and synthesis and a similar television. I'm sure blood pressure was coming. Started emperor, physical colonoscopy, large and polyfactory, and colonoscopy, heart force, polyfactory, colonoscopy, cold biopsy, instrumental lymphosy, colonoscopy, procedure, after and final, this time, a pair of fissure, fissure, clay, leverage, and keep discovery, rectum, and to seek my descending colon, plant fresh, and colon, and fat fresh, receiving my picture, coming on, I saw proximal ascending colon, polyps, side 3, they remove the heart force, but selective, no force, polyfactory bleeding. There was another polyp door, the descending colon, which was removed heart force of polyfactory, no post polyfactory bleeding. The third set of poly was noted at the rectus sigmoid junction, which is about 20 centimeters from the anus. It was a dentated polyp, about 1 centimeter in diameter, which was removed the heart snip, no post polyfactory bleeding. But I said, because of the nature of the polyp, I did tattooing a couple four above it and a couple four below it, just to mark the area for further future reference. Patient appeared to be having left side diverticulosis. There was no evidence of any colitis or proctitis. Randomized to taking through the colon, same jar, and polyp from the rectum was in some different jar. Dural max stop inflammation, rectal pressure, then intrahemorrhoid, and then bleeding, association for sure, patient complication. Patient appeared to have adequate prep. Finding the bone colonoscopy after CECA, number 2, fear to adequate prep, number 3, left side diverticulosis, number 4, no evidence of colitis or proctitis, random biopsy were taken from the colon, rectum, through a max stop inflammation, number 5, 3 polyps, 3 flat polyps noted at the ascending colon, proximal ascending colon, with the heart force of polyphectomy, and number 6, there was a polyp noted at the descending colon of colon, about 5 to 8 millimeters, removed by the heart force of polyphectomy successfully. Then there's a polyp noted at the 20 centimeter from the anus, the rectal sigmoid area, which was peduncular polyp about 1 centimeter in diameter. It was removed with the heart stent, so no post-polyphectomy bleeding. But because of the nature of this polyp, I injected a tattooing black ink, a couple of fold above and a couple of fold below it to mark the area for the future, reference. Patient also have hemorrhoids, I believe, recognition away from the random biopsy. If the random biopsy comes negative for microscopic inflammation, then I recommend you have a CT enterogram as a worker for the diarrhea. Number 2, away for the polypathology. If both these polypathologies come benign, then repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. If the polyp is the rectus sigmoid, comes out to be any high-grade dysplasia with invasion, then recommend you have segmental resection. And if it comes out to be negative for any high-grade dysplasia and no invasion noted, then the people ask you in 3 years. Advice to take half a water. There's 2,000 preparation each and scale prayer. Follow 1-2-7-2-3-station. Please send the cover to your primary care provider, Dr. Kenneth Lim, and cover Dr. Padam Sari. Dear Pursuiver, February 27th to 23rd. February 27th to 23rd. Patient option.